The level of new car sales in Australia is always of interest to a number of different parties. It's often used as a barometer of the state of the economy as well as a predictor of future trends. The last 2 years have been hampered by COVID, and the results in November directly reflect that while demand is strong, supply is the issue. It is mostly because of the global shortage of microprocessors as well as factory closures, etc. However, we see Toyota retain its number one position so far with about 21.5% of the market, more than twice as much as its nearest rival, Mazda. The SUV surge continues unabated, with that segment now representing slightly more than 50% of new car sales. Passenger car sales has been the biggest decline over recent years, but smaller segments are still buoyant. The top 10 players are Toyota and Mazda, with Hyundai, Ford, Kia and Mitsubishi all bunched together around 7%, give or take, followed by Nissan, Volkswagen, MG and Subaru, again all bunched together. The key takeaway from the results is that if you are after a new car, get in early with your order, because unless there is one on the showroom floor, you may be in for a wait. I'm Rob Fraser.
anyauto.com.au. Head there now to check out a review of the Jaguar F-Pace R-Dynamic. If something a little more family-focused is on your agenda, the diesel-powered Kia Carnival Platinum and two genuine 4x4s are put to the test, the new Land Rover Defender 110 and the Nissan Patrol TIL. Check it out today, anyauto.com.au, for all the latest auto news and reviews.